Good morning, SP. Let's bow our head and pray. Lord God, please use this special time to draw us closer to you. Help us to know ourselves better. Shine your light on us so that we may be restored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's good to see a number of you here after Christmas. And I'm sure, like those listening to EMP, find this a special time as well after Christmas. Before I'm going to talk about this passage I'm going to share, it recently came to me that I felt like, I've probably been doing some good things for church, been serving, been to Christmas outreach, or even gone out of my way to go on a mission trip. So I spent my time, the skills I have, and the money to invest in God's kingdom. So I felt, I'm probably like a decent Christian. And then recently, I came across this passage from Ephesians, chapters 4, verse 31 to 32, about Christian living. So please turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. So let me repeat it. Verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. So when I read this passage, it reminded me my recent mission trip in Manila with Metro World Child. So it's the largest Sunday school in the world with over 200,000 kids. They serve in all over the world, and they minister to the poorest of the poor. And in Philippines, they serve about 23,000. And their model is to train the local churches to run Sunday school every week in the poor neighborhood. And the Metro staff and volunteers, they themselves cover maybe 5,000, 6,000 or even more kids themselves by going to the local basketball courts to do Sunday school throughout the week and visit them at their home as well. So about this mission trip, on our last day of this mission trip, we went to 4 Sunday school sites, so we had 4 sessions. Each session lasts about up to 2 hours, including setup and pack up, but excluding traveling time. So it was a long day. And our role was more like supporting them, helping them out, not leading any part. And the last site was quite a tough site, not simply because it was the last one, but let me tell you what happened. When I arrived in Manila, when I arrived in that site, I saw a fence or cage-like basketball, or it's like the fence is like, I don't know, like must be higher than double tegapus, like, and the place was filled with trash. Felt in some way a bit like the garbage mountain, but smaller scale. So, like with dirty stuff, broken stuff, smelly things decaying, all over the place in the basketball court. And as some of us helped with setup, other people helped with cleanup, and so that when the kids can sit on the floor, they won't be hurt by any sharp objects or rubbish. So as soon as we start letting kids come in, the kids, like the boys sit on the right-hand side, the girls sit on the left-hand side. And then, as you would expect, the kids play with each other as we talk about the program and Sunday school. And some of them listen, some of them just play and haven't started listening yet. And I notice, out with the boys' kids and at the back, and I notice some of them playing with each other quite rough, like shoveling and then pushing a little bit, but still bearable. And then I saw some 6 or 8 years old started to push quite hard and then fell on each other. I was a bit surprised of how hard they, or how rough it was. And then one of the team member quite quickly separated the two kids that seems to be starting a fight. And then pretty much as soon as that's done, literally a few seconds later, and then another two kids started to get into a fight. And then this time it's a bit more serious. They were punching each other, kicking each other. The other kid was screaming. And then another metro staff just swiftly come in, pick up the kid, 6, 7 years old, and then carry him to a corner and then talk to him. So another fight kind of broke out. And then, literally, maybe another 4 or 5 seconds later, and then another fight in front of me broke out. So it just kept going on and on like this for the first half an hour. It was quite a tough thing for me to handle kids, even though I'm on, I'm in the Noah's Ark Sunday school here at church. Our kids don't get into fight like this every minute. And then what got to me was that when they were playing games, the kids was stood up and kind of cheer either up to race, and because the girls was competing girls, the boys was competing with the girls, so just cheering up each other. And then after one kid just cheer in front of me, one of the kids at the back, and I think by now I kind of realized he's a bully. He just pulled down the pants of the kid in front of him and underwear and everything. And then I think I just lost it. I was so angry at him. I almost wanted to pick him up and put him in the corner. And I think quite a few people in my team kind of saw that as well, so it just kind of calmed me down as well. At that moment, I know that I had so much anger in me, and I really want to pour out so much wrath on this, 7-year-old kind of bully. And then after kind of separated them, I also noticed within 5 minutes, the kids, they're so used to this, right? They kind of slowly and eventually move, shift little bit by little bit back into the original area where he was with his friends. And then another fight broke out, but this time, one of the metro staff sat down next to the kid and then started talking to them. And as one of the staff did that, the kid, maybe because of the presence and the talking, seems to be behaving better and willing to listen and join the service. And then I saw another team member also playing with the kid as well. So when I look back, it kind of show me a few things, and I really think like God wanted to tell me something that there are different ways to handle people who are problematic, whether they are kids or bullies or bad people or good people. The approach that seems to work was simply talking to them, treating them like a normal person. Don't treat them as a problem. And should treat them like any other kids. And then just ask them to focus and join the activities. And clearly, my way of like kind of tell them to stop and then move them away didn't work, because it was simply a behavior modification. And I feel like just looking at how some of the staff and some of my team members were doing, it seems like if you take time to care for the person, whether it's a good kid, bad kid, or probably a problematic person, or seems to be a person with good behavior, they would tend to have respect for you and want to listen to you. So I think God uses experience, literally show it right in front of me, to tell me a few things as I reflect on this. The first things were that these are just kids. Even though some of them might behave like a bully, they are still just kids. We are called to love people, whether they are good kid or a bad kid. And the second thing that I was reminded was, I need Jesus. I can't love difficult people without Jesus. And the third thing, it's quite a lot related to this passage. Verse 32, right? Be kind to one another, tender-hearted. Forgive each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. So, yeah, I need to forgive quickly too. Otherwise, I would struggle a lot to love a kid or show any care to anyone. And then the fourth thing was behavior modification only lasts for seconds. And we know that ourselves from our behavior as well. When we try to stop doing something, we sometimes may be able to stop like addictive behavior or something bad for days, weeks, even like months or years. But it needs to change from inside of us. And quite often that seems to be need come from the love of God touch our hearts that we want, that he leads us to for the change as well. So, yeah, behavior modification doesn't work. And the fifth point was love and care touch hearts, which leads to a tender heart that might be teachable, and you can speak life into this tender heart. As I thought about these kids a bit more and where they came from, it also helped me to appreciate their ways, their lifestyles, and some of their problems as well. So some backgrounds about the last site of the Sunday school we visited in Manila. I learned about this afterwards. The location is known as the island of White Rock, if I remember correctly. Island of White Rock. And apparently, that's a pretty hardcore drug location for dealing, selling, consuming. And it's about, White Rocks is about ice, a place where it sells a lot of ice and people use it a lot. So you can imagine kids with parents high or unattended a lot of the time, they're just running around trying to fend for themselves and trying to be cool so that they... excuse me. Or try to prevent themselves being hurt first so they could be aggressive initially to protect them not to get picked on because they pick on others first. So, having like kind of this background helped me to be easier to care for them and to forgive and understand. So I know that knowing this doesn't mean that they are allowed to treat others badly or bully them. But knowing the backgrounds helps me to approach them with a more caring and understanding attitude and easier to talk to them as a person instead of with anger and malice. Yeah, it also revealed to me how terrible I am with seemingly bad kids or difficult kids or people. My heart needs to change to bless them and pray for them, and that's what we are called to do as Christians. It also tells me that we have great kids, such a good kids, in Noah's Ark. Right? They do nothing like that. And they also seems to be so cute as well. So we have it easy here at SP. So I feel like maybe we can take a moment to look inward. If I may invite our worship leader to come and play some background music. So the reflection point I would suggest is, are there people in your life that gets you angry often or that they could take you off by some of the behavior? Please close your eyes and ask God, who are these people in your life? You might even think that they are bad people or at least someone who makes your life difficult or you are struggling with them in some way. And as you remember their faces and names, think about Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. The chances are they have probably gone through some experience that caused this brokenness. They might not even intentionally want to irritate you. As you begin to appreciate some of their brokenness there, it's easier to begin to feel compassion for them. God will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. Today, ask God for a greater love in you for them.
Is it?
Yes, yes, Lord. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Lord, let me start the day well by forgiving and loving those I don't like. And Lord, you know that I cannot do it without you. Help me to forgive and to love now by giving you the pain, the challenges, and receiving your love so that I have your good gifts to give to the others who also need your touch. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's turn to our corporate prayer. And today we begin with praying for those who are suffering from cancer and receiving chemotherapies. Let's also pray for those who are suffering from illness and don't know Jesus. And pray that, yes, they receive Christ. Also pray for those who are suffering from infirmities. Let's also pray for Dan, who's looking for a job in the U.S., that God open doors. Today's mission focus is Singapore, Indonesia, and USA. Let's pray for our church plant led by P. Sam Kim in Singapore and also Pastor Nat here for SP Indonesia. Yeah, pray for God speaking to them and they hear well for the upcoming year. And also pray for Ruth Jess in USA and our missionary Kelly as well. Just lift them up. Thank you. Also, let's give thanks for our Noah Asasa Sunday Children Ministry, Sunday School, led by P. Mary and Yiling Da. Yeah, we've got such a great ministry. Pray for their leadership and continue to disciple kids to be God-like and showing them the way to Jesus. Also pray for our youth ministry, P. Nate. He's away this week as well. Pray for good rest. And so is P. Andrew, who's on his way back. Should be landing later today. Praise God. We also have our intercessory prayer and the well ministry, healing ministry. Thank God for that we have this ministry, and also continue to cover the leader, Matt, here, as well as Rachel, for God's anointing and for the team to continue to do God's amazing work, to heal and to bless. Thursday, SP Lights, our Red Light District Ministry, goes to the Wan Chai to share God's love to the sex workers in the area. Continue to pray for God's light to shine in these places of darkness. And also lift up our homey ministry who goes to the poor and the lonely and partitioned homes as well. Lord God, we thank you so much for your love. It's because of your love, so many impossible things is possible, that even those who might feel that they don't deserve it, yes, we don't deserve it, we receive your love, and so could others who might have harmed us and hurt us. So Lord God, thank you for bringing peace and restorations into relationships. Our relationship with you, our relationship with others, as well with the broader creations, Lord God. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Please continue to spend time for your personal prayer, and bless you for the rest of the day.